Welcome to M-Phone Customer Services. How can I help?
Good, thanks. I don't have my... I had account number 812733. Is this for the Wi-Fi?
Yes, sir. Bear with me. Just let me check. So it's 812733.
Yeah, 812733, yeah.
Okay, am I talking to Mr. Paul Edwards?
That's correct.
Okay, you're in number 16, Griffin Street.
Hamlin Heights, yeah.
Yeah, Victoria. So, okay, can you please let me know, what is the current status of your Wi-Fi?
Oh, it's good. I just need to make some payments.
Okay.
So what do I currently owe you?
Currently, you have, just check what I'm able to find out here is, there is an amount of $29.33 that is actually pending on your account. So I will just check what is that.
What does that mean? Does that mean I'm in credit?
Mm-hmm. Because you're, okay, but including the adjustments and all, so...
Well, what I want to know is, can I make, can I pay for December and November now? So what? I want to cover myself till the end of the year. So what is it a month? What's the monthly amount that I'm paying that for that? For Wi-Fi.
Give me a moment.
Yeah, thanks.
Your current monthly plan that you have selected.
Yeah.
It's a 25 Mbps plan, okay?
Yeah.
And you had some credit which was adjusted, and the only amount that is showing up with this, which you can pay, is $29.33, okay? I'll let you know how much your total bill is. Like, what is your current monthly access fee?
Yeah.
$59
a month.
Yep.
All right. So does that mean I have to give you? So there's 29 credit. So can I give you $80 today?
Yes, if you wish to.
Because I want to pay for November, and I want to pay for December. So how much can you calculate what that's going to cost me for those 2 months, please?
Give me a second. You can pay $150 and the remainder will be adjusted.
Yeah. So what, you want me to give you $150?
Yeah, you can pay $120 or $130 or you can also pay $150 because you have like $29.33, which is already there, which you have.
Can you just tell me what I'm going to need to pay for November and December? Just tell me what I need to pay for those 2 months, please. So go into your computer, say November is going to cost this much, December, it's going to cost this much, and tell me what it's going to cost me. And then I'll give you my details and you'll...
I'll let you know, sir. For both the months, including your monthly access fee for the next couple, including this month and the next month, it comes up to approximately 140. So, and there is an outstanding amount which was there of $29.33, which you can add it up. So it will be around the 140.
Where's $340 coming from?
$29.33, sir.
That's that what I owe you?
Mm-hmm. It is already present. If you want, I can send you an email about it. You will get a clearer picture about it. So $29.33 is actually showing up on your account, which you can pay, and which is due to, on 18th of November. Okay. Now, if you add up your monthly access fee for these 2 months, so which is $69 approximately a month, so it's 140 there, and then you have $29.33.
So
in total, it will be 170.
So I need to get a better deal. That's too expensive. That's basically $95 a month, $85 a month, isn't it?
No, sir. Because see, you made an advance payment for previous month, and your bills were adjusted. Okay, so your current outstanding bill, which shows up here, is $29.33, which is showing up. Or you can also wait, and there is nothing with us that you have to pay right now. You can wait till 18th of the month. You can pay your bill on 18th of November as well.
Okay.
You also have the option to pay your bill every month. You can also set up an auto debit. So
when
you come, automatically it will be paid up from your account.
Yeah, okay. So that's what I'm doing today, because I don't have a guaranteed income all the time now. I need to say, so on the 18th I have to pay $59 plus $29 what I owe. So 59 and 29 is 79, eh?
Mm-hmm.
What? Yeah. Can you just tell me what I'm going to get? 170 doesn't sound right. Or is 170 made up of the 29 plus two lots of 59? That doesn't sound right either.
Yeah, it's including 2 months and the $29.33, that is.
Right, so can you just tell me what I have to pay each month? Don't worry about the 29, don't worry about next month. So on the 18th of this month, I have to give you $59, right?
Yes, sir.
And then for December, it's another $59.
Yeah, it's another $69.09.
59 or 69?
69, sir. I'm sending you a copy in your email.
So it's 69 a month.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Right. I think I'm going to have to find a better deal on that, because that's too expensive.
What do you generally use the internet for, sir?
Well, it's mainly just for the TV. I mean, I use the computer sometimes, but I don't use it enough to justify spending $69 a month. So 138.
Okay, I'm sending you the copy of your September bill.
Plus 29.
Okay, just give me a second, sir. I'm sending you a copy of your September bill now. I have already sent that to your email address.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you keep a copy of the bills, you will be able to understand. It's already clearly mentioned on your bill.
Yeah. Is it possible to send me paper bills? or is it all online with you guys?
Yeah, it is possible, but it. Why would you pay extra? It's just a copy of your bill. You can check on an email, sir. You can just complete it.
Yeah, I'm just checking.
You don't need to keep a hard copy. You can just take a printout from it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, why would you pay extra?
So, 5271 is what it says here.
Yeah, you will see there is a section in your bill which says your monthly act. If you scroll down to the bottom, it says monthly access, then dates. So in the date section, you see from 1st of the month till 31st of the month. That is your... Hello? Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, I'm listening. My monthly access is 7268.
Yeah.
Right.
So that is the actual package cost that you're currently paying.
Right.
The billing date starts from 1st of each calendar month till the last day of that calendar month. So generally, it's like 30 days. In some months, there are 31 days. So it's the same that you pay.
Right.
I'm sending you another copy of the October bill. Okay. That will actually give you a clearer picture.
Have you sent it yet?
Okay. Yeah, I'll send that to you. Remember, sir, your bills are generated by the first week. So within the first, from 1st to 5th, the bill will be generated and it will be emailed to you. Okay. Then you have approximately 14 days in hand. After that, you can make a payment. Because, see, within this 14 days, you can also make the payment for your bill.
Yeah.
18th of every month is the due date of the bill. Okay? That is the due
So if I pay $170 today, does that cover me for October, November, and December?
Yeah, October is gone. It is going to cover you for November and December.
So $170.
Yes, sir.
All right. I'll pay that now then.
Yes.
So what is it? $170. I just need to know the correct figure. So $170 is what I'm paying today. Yeah.
If you want to, you can pay, or you can also wait till 18th. You can.
No, I'm just gonna. Yeah, no, I want to pay it today. That way I know I've got it done so I can tick it off and say that I've paid it. And then at least I'm covered till the end of the year and then I can start looking for options or whatever I want to do. So compare the pair or whatever I can do. So can you just, are you ready to receive my card number?
Yes, sir. Just give me
ready?
1 minute.
1 minute.
1 minute, yes.
Right. Sit on the chair.
Sit on the chair.
You
are? Yes, sir. You can start. I'm ready.
So 5217.
Mm-hmm.
2900. 1281 0565. The expiry date is 05/28. And do you need anything else?
On the back.
Yeah, CVC 192.
No, there will be three numbers.
Yeah, 192.
Got it.
All good?
All good, sir. Give me
all right,
minute.
Thank you very much. And you can just email me a receipt or whatever if you need to or whatever. That'll be all good.
Yeah, you will.
Okay? All right, thanks very much.
And just give me one moment. You have to be on the line, sir.
All right. I've got to make a whole bunch of payments. That's why I want you sort of just hurry up a little bit.
You want everything to be sorted out till the end of the year.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I want to get a cheaper deal if I can.
We'll surely look into this. I'm making a note on your account. So, see, the prices that you have been given, these are already the best prices that we generally.
Yeah, of course you're going to say that. I reckon that's cheaper than that. I mean, it's getting close to the Optus prices and the other ones where they're charging nearly $100. I don't need...
You will come across several providers. You will come across offers which say, like for the first 6 months, you pay half price. But it is actually not the half price. First 6 months, you pay a discounted price, and after 6 months, it goes up. For example, for 25 meg one, the one that you have got, if you come across a company, they will say that they will charge you only 50 or 55 for the month for the first 6 months only. After 6 months, it will just rise to 100. So that if you calculate, obviously, you're going to take a contract for at least 12 months or 24 months. Okay. So after 6 months, it will be 100. It will, if you calculate your expenses for the whole year, you will be able to see that it's actually more expensive that way. Whatever services you take from us, you get a bill. You pay the same every month, so there is no tricky offers playing between stuff.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, so just give me one quick moment. It didn't go through, sir. I will have to try again. That is why I asked you to give me 1 minute. I'll have to do it one more time, sir. Are you there?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Sir, you have to read out again. I'm ready.
Right.
I'll send a copy. Yes, sir. Are you ready?
Yeah, just send it to as an email. That'll be on. I'll check it later. Or do you want me to check it now?
No. I have to process your payment again. So can you please read out the numbers again?
Well, it didn't go through.
No, it didn't go through, sir. It declined.
Good. It should go through.
I'll try again, no problem. Can you please read down the long one?
Okay. Yeah, so 5217.
Mm-hmm.
2900.
Mm-hmm.
1281. 0565. Expiry date May 28th.
And the three on the back?
192.
processing again. Done, sir. Hello?
Approved?
Yes, sir, done.
Oh, good. Right, I.
Yeah, it's went through, and I'll just give you the receipt. So it's 879395978. It was leaving a note on your account about it, and it's successfully done. So you're covered till the next, covered for this year.
Right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All done?
Yeah, it's all done.
All right. Thank you very much.
Is there anything else which I can help you out with, sir?
No.
Okay.
Thank
so
you.
The copies are sent to you in your email address.
Yep. All right.
Okay. Thank you for calling
us.
You have a nice day, sir.
You too.